So my name is Carson. I go to school at Propel Pitcairn. I'm in sixth grade. How I feel about art is, like, as I was younger, I never really had a big thing for art. I was usually like gym and everything, but art class now, like, as long like we're tackling like more topics that are a little more serious. My favorite one of the year, even though art class was cut short because of COVID and everything, and hybrid and everyone coming back to school and virtual and everything, even though art class was cut short, my favorite part was we were doing graffiti, and me and my friend DJ, we decided to do like a Black Lives Matter thing. We wrote BLM in the words in block letters. And we both kind of added like a little drip effect to it. Like the words were sort of like dripping. Like the ink from the words were kind of like coming down. We also had to show movement in our artwork. So like what would draw someone's attention to that word. So what I decided was to do little words all around it. Like stay strong. There was like we're all equal. Everything like that. And I just did all the tiny words around the word. And it would lead them to the giant BLM symbol. So I also drew like a fist like with up like this, and then I decided it would be cool if I made an outline around it, like kind of like a sign, like a picket sign. Now I feel pretty good about art. Whenever I do art, it makes me feel like relaxed because like you're not running around and everything. I chose it because most of the people in our school are African American and most of the choice makers are white. So me and my friend DJ were like, huh. That might draw someone to something. Like if someone makes that connection, they may think, oh, that's racist. So we decided just in the art room, it's up in the art room, our work, just showing like we all matter, everyone's equal. Even though there is racism going on to this day, we're just trying to put up the vibe that it's not allowed in our school and it should never be. And everyone should be treated how they want to be treated. They want to have the same rights as everyone else. Don't try and bring them down. I've done this many of times, and my friends and even myself did this many of times. Like when we're drawing and we're like, man, this is terrible. Like trying to bring ourselves down. And like our teacher would always be like, it's not terrible, just keep trying. And then at the end, it actually turns out pretty good. It's good advice because if you keep bringing yourself down, then you're eventually going to never want to do it again. Also, if you're in school still, that could affect your grade. And it affects the people around you. And, like, if you're negative about art, like, you may be negative to them. Like, hey, you like art? Hey, you're such a nerd. And even though they may be really good at art, because my friend Elliot is really good at art. And if someone goes up to them and say, wow, that's really bad and I hate it, I don't like it, that could cause them to not want to do art anymore. Like, not just give it all up. Like, that could affect everything, honestly. So what I would do is, like, if I hear someone say, this sucks, or, like, this is terrible, I would say, no, it doesn't. Just keep trying. If you need help, I can help you. I drew a portrait. We were doing this one thing. What inspired us? The thing that inspired me was Juice WRLD. He was a rapper, and he unfortunately passed away. So, like, I was really sad when that happened. I had to move on. Like, I knew, like, his song, Legends Never Die. He will be missed, but honestly, his music's still out there. He was the person who inspired me. So what I did is I drew a world. Like, I drew the Earth from a view of outer space. And then he did have dreads, so I put dreads on top of the world. And then since his name was Juice WRLD, like, at the bottom of the Earth, I kind of showed, like, dripping to, like, show, like, it's juice. I also wrote in block letters, Juice WRLD. And at the bottom, in block letters, I wrote my favorite song by him, which was Robbery. And it turned out really good.